Good afternoon. This is the National Weather Service in Anchorage, Alaska, with Wednesday's Alaska statewide weather. There's a flood watch for possible flooding due to ice jamming along the Tanana River, 6 miles downstream of Manly Hot Springs. And there's still a flood watch out for possible flooding in the Glen Ellen area, particularly around Moose and Trooper Creeks. This flood watch is out through May 6th. Weak front brought rain to the Bristol Bay area as well as the Alaska Peninsula into Kodiak Island. Some of that moisture spread northward across the Barren Islands into Kamishak Bay, Southern Cook Inlet, and up into the western Prince William Sound area from Whittier to Portage. Otherwise, it was mostly cloudy over southern Alaska, dry over the Panhandle. For tonight, periods of rain, light rain, will continue from western Prince William Sound to Seward, and eastward or westward across Kamishak and Kachemak Bays. Periods of rain, fog, and drizzle will continue around Kodiak Island with breezy easterly winds. Some of that moisture will be in the form of showers across Bristol Bay to the Kuskokwim Delta coastline. Stronger system will bring gusty winds and rain from the western Aleutians this evening to Adak-Anatka later tonight and toward morning. That front will slow and weaken, and it'll bring a chance of rain as far east as Nikolski in the afternoon. Otherwise, the western Aleutian southern Bering Sea will stay wet and breezy around the main low center just south of Shimianatu. Northern Bering Sea will be mostly dry. Interior Alaska will be mostly dry. There's still a risk of a snow flurry along portions of the eastern Arctic coast due to a weak trough. And light rain will continue from Kodiak Island, spreading north into southern Cook Inlet, and continuing over the southern Kenai Peninsula. Outlook for Friday, sunny skies, or mostly sunny skies, is in store for the southeast coast all the way west to Yakutat, possibly Cape Yakutaga. Otherwise, look for periods of rain for Prince William Sound westward to Bristol Bay, including the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and southern Kuskokwim Valley. It'll be another wet day for Kodiak Island and the Alaska Peninsula. And low pressure over the southern Bering Sea will keep conditions showery and breezy across the entire area. With Alaska statewide weather, I'm David Percy.